Hey, Bert Harvey, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. All right, everyone, we'll go ahead and get started. Okay, how about there? Everybody hear me okay? All right, great. We will get started first with our Board of Equalization meeting. So if you're here for a commission meeting, sit tight and enjoy the ride. We will suspend the rules for this meeting as Commissioner Gardner is absent, representing us somewhere else. So the first item on our agenda is to approve the process report.
Excuse I can me. Gone through it and I don't have any questions, so I can motion to approve.
Okay, I'll second that. One. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item two is the hearing process report. Any questions on that?
None for me.
Okay, none either.
I can motion that we approve item number two.
Okay, second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number three, approve or deny the classification change, secondary residential to primary residential on the attached. There, did you have any?
I didn't have any questions on that. It seemed to be pretty straightforward. I don't know if there's anything additional that we need to
anything hear. More we should know from the assessor's office? Okay. I'm seeing a head shake no, so we should be good there.
Then I can make a motion to approve item number three.
Okay, and I'll second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item number four, approve or deny petition to the Board of Equalization to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for the Davies.
Yes, this petitioner is requesting acceptance on the basis of a factual error. They're citing level of completeness. If the assessor's office agrees, the auditor's office would recommend approval of the petition.
Okay, thank you, Bert.
I did notice in the full explanation form on page one, it shows owner's opinion mm-hmm. fair market value was typed in at $980 instead of $980,000.
Yeah.
So
that was their typo. It was not our typo. I'm assuming they meant $908,000 because that's what the appraisal value was. So,
and that's in the explanation. It's $980,000.
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as the level of completeness, we assessed it as 100% complete because we, based upon the status it was earlier, we figured it would be done by January 1st. Turns out they were not done by January 1st. They had some delays. So it's fine if you want to accept this as a factual error and we will reevaluate it.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Bert.
And I can make a motion that we approve item number four.
I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item five, approve or deny petition, Board of Equalization to hear appeal property valuation after filing deadline for the Carter resident.
Yeah, looking to the petition, the circumstances they provided, the auditor's office would recommend an approval of the petition.
Okay.
And I can concur with that. Okay. So I can make a motion that we approve item number five.
And I will second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item six, approve or deny petition to the Board of Equalization to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for EVCAL LLC.
So looking through the, so they were mainly concerned, they were asking for they were asking for an approval of the petition based off of the address issue with the largest parcel, which was 212184. Looking at the warranty deed and looking at the address history, it's probably reasonable to see that this may be a county error. The warranty deed has a different address than what was put into the system, and there seemed to be some back and forth on the address. So I think it's prudent to go ahead and recommend approval of this petition.
Okay.
Thank you, Bert. Any questions there, Tom?
I have no further questions on that. I can make a motion to approve item number six.
Okay. I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. OK, Okay, item 7, approve or deny petition to the BOE to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for Peak Properties LLC.
Yeah, so the petitioner is requesting, for this one, they're requesting an approval of the petition based off a factual error. What they're describing in the petition is not really a factual error, but in unanticipated circumstances. After reviewing the information and that the appellant has taken corrective action to fix the problem, auditor's office feels that they've made a good faith effort here and recommends approval of the petition.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what I drew from my reading of it. So I can make a motion to approve item number 7.
Okay, and I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item 8, approve or deny petition to Board of Equalization to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for, the West family.
Yep. Again, this is another petition requesting approval of the petition due to factual error. We would recommend, the auditor's office would recommend approval of the petition for review of the factual error only. If the assessor's office agrees, there could be a factual error here that's worth looking over.
So this property was believed to have had a fully finished basement. The appellant has provided photos that show that it was a roughly about 80% finished.
Okay.
So it won't make much difference in the value, but will some, because we still put value on finished and unfinished areas. So, but there is a factual error of that, and so if you want to grant a factual error appeal, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Then with that advice, I'm ready to approve a motion to approve number 8.
Okay, I'll second that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, and our last item today for BOE is approve or deny petition to the BOE to hear appeal of property valuation after filing deadline for Ingersoll.
Yes, thank you. The petitioner is requesting on the basis of failure to notify, citing some issues with the mailing address. I looked at the property history and the address. The property was purchased actually in 2020. The same mailing address has been used on the property for both tax and valuation notices since its purchase in 2020. The notices did come back as undeliverable in 2021 and 2022. However, the petitioner did refinance their property in 2023 using the same address, and neither the valuation notice nor the tax notice has come back undeliverable, although the tax notice just barely went out. So it's telling the valuation notice has not come back. It sounds like the petitioner has taken action to correct the problem. But where this is an appeal of the 2023 value and the 2023 notice is not at issue, the auditor's office recommends denial on this one.
Okay.
Are the owners here?
Anyone from the Ingersoll? Okay.
Seeing none. Then I can make a motion to deny item number 9.
Okay. I will second that motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That takes us to one final motion.
Make a motion that we adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. If everyone will just hang tight on